A new trading week is here, and this week we will again try a trade in Muln. In addition to this, I'm looking to G-Day because I think the low resistance above today's level opens up for a trade in G-Day, which also will have their quarter results on Thursday. On top of this and the other stocks in the trading portfolio, I will also sniff into NIO. The end of the week will be the interesting part, where the job numbers for February will come out, and that will make the market move in one way or the other. You're listening to the StockInvest.us podcast, Trading Tips with Jim. And for the next 30 minutes, you will hear me talk about what I think will happen in the market this week. What are the things to look out for? Will there be an earthquake, as suggested by some professionals? Or will it just be a quiet week? This and much more at the end of the podcast. You will have the trading tips. I will give you much more details about the things I just said. You just have to stay tuned. First a little jingle, and then the market section will be there. An okay Thursday, but even better Friday. Made it for a good green week for the US markets last week. Nasdaq up 2.58% to 11,689 points. Dow Jones also up, ending the week at 33,391 points, up 1.75% for Dow Jones. And as I said, it was the end of the week, and it was news-driven upturn. The week started, as expected, on a red note, after the previous week was showing that the Fed would have to increase the interest rates to continue to battle the inflation, which is on an upturn again. And the 10-year treasury yield, as for those who remember, was above 4 and rising. But by the end of last week, there were some good news again, and the market, of course, reacted very strongly to this, pushing Nasdaq up. I think it was close to 2% on Friday alone. This week will again be a news driving the markets. Very usually it is. Sometimes you are in a very, very strong trend, either short, medium, or long, and that can give you a strong predictions of how the market will move. But lately, Nasdaq been bouncing up and down between 10 and 12,000 points. It's been moving up and down in this rectangle, struggling to break the 12,000, and it's right now as we speak showing some very good signs. Had a check at the chart just before starting the podcast. Low relative strength index position, moving up from not the middle of the trend but somewhat close to the middle of the trend. All the things that I said we need for a good probability of breaking that 12,000 levels and finally push up, because if things get settled in the correct way, we can very easily go to 14,000 points. Will happen much faster than people think. And during that ride, there will be insane gains. Remember, right now, you can buy NIO under $10. If market goes into a short-term rally, you would have companies like NIO going back to 14, 15. We are talking 40 to 50% easily. But like last week, news has the opportunity to change the market. This week, there will be some drips of news during the week. Most of these are related to quarter earnings, nothing really special. But for those who love football, then Manchester United will have their quarter results on Tuesday. And I think this can be of interest for many of the football fans. CrowdStrike will also have quarter results on Tuesday. While Thursday are the companies that I like a bit more. You will have DocuSign, Fuel Cell, and JD on Thursday. And when it comes to quarter results, very, very often companies move in a certain pattern before and after quarter results. At StockInvest.us, we have made, actually quite a long time ago, we made a report showing how usually the companies react to quarter results. It's a good tool. I actually recommend you to check it out yourself. Now, if you're listening to this podcast on Spotify or some audio devices, when you have the chance, you can go to stockinvest.us. And what you will do is you will type in the ticker that you want to watch, and I will do that for us now. So just speaking about Dooku sign. So you type in the ticker Dooku, D-O-C-U, and you will get the page up and you will see the chart, but you also see some tabs where it says earning reports. And if you click on the earning reports, we will have Dooku sign coming up. And here you can see a few details around DocuSign, but more and easier to read are some charts showing that DocuSign, for instance, in Q1 2022 had a sharp fall on the release day and continued to fall for a few days after. While Q2, Q3, DocuSign was rising on the day, it actually started to rise a few days before, and had a very nice rise on the quarter results day. Actually, it rose 10.5% one time and 12.3% on the release day. You can speculate on these things, but before doing that, you should check what is the expectations for earnings per share, etc. And you will find even graphs under showing some of the expectations for the previous reports and the upcoming reports. Now, you can make money this way. As I said, things usually move in certain patterns. But please remember this, the less liquid or more volatile the stock is, the higher the movements will be. You can get into a very, very nice surprise or a very bad surprise. I think it was Netflix that plunged 30% a few quarters ago after on the earnings releases, and did the opposite the other day. So with very fast movements, but it's one of the things, the tools that you can use in your trading to improve your trading. Anyway, more important is that if you are sitting in some of these stocks which will have quarter results, then be prepared that on the quarter day, you can see, even just before the quarter results, you can see some strong movements, and that can cut your stop if it's by a stop loss, or hopefully then give you a very positive feedback. Anyway, these are quarter results coming out this week, but it's the end of the week again. It's the Friday where the work numbers will come out that the market will focus the very most. You will have Powell speaking about interest rates, but the job numbers will tell the tale. January job numbers come in very, very strong. Now, why is strong job numbers a problem? Well, it's because it is heating up the inflation. So Thursday, Friday, the market will really focus on numbers, telling how are the wages moving and how are the job numbers. Because if the wages keep going up, and they do, the unemployment rate stays somewhat low, you will still have strong pressure in the economy, and that will force Fed to keep increasing interest rates. And high interest rates is the worst things for the stock market. The market just simply move the money away from stocks into bond yields, anything that will give you secure interest rates. And I think I saw now you can easily get around 6% for your money. And who doesn't want 6% safe without any swings for their money? So focus at the end of the week. That will be most likely the part, again, where market will move. On top of this, it's of course the ongoing conflicts, which suddenly can cause something. As a side note, and maybe or maybe not so related to stock trading, depends on the size of it, There is expected some very major earthquakes in the next few days. I actually saw I think it was a YouTube video I saw from a professor explaining how planetary positions causes the Earth core to move and causes earthquake. They were very accurate about the Turkey earthquake recently, which caused very, very big damages and huge losses of human lives. And again, they've been out predicting earthquakes. Actually, this was last week. They said that on the 3rd there should be an earthquake, on the 5th, the 7th, and the 8th of March. And they were pretty correct, because they even pointed out where it would be. They said that they think the first earthquake will be somewhere outside Australia in the ocean. And there was a 6.7, I think, Richter scale earthquake outside outside Australia in the ocean. So they were very right about that. They said, in fact, that the 7th or the 8th of March, they expect a major, major earthquake. Again, they think it will be outside in the ocean. This time it was in the North America, if I'm correct. I doesn't say this to scare you. It's just an interesting observation. And if it for some reason should happen, then it will be on land. Can cause markets to move, but I don't think that will be the case. It's more like an interesting observation how things are aligned together. If it happens in the ocean, you can have these major tsunamis, etc. But it just shows it's very, very good to keep an eye on news, be a little bit open-minded how things are correlated. I can tell you for sure that even though things look somewhat okay, there are a lot of things happening behind the scene which will affect the future. Some of these things I've spoken about before, but when wages increases and prices increases, the companies will reduce their profits. Some companies are able to push their profit over on the customer, like typical foods, etc., but some are not able to do that without hurting the sale quite drastically. So while quarter results now are showing all the signs of decreasing, you can expect this also to happen to the future. So if you are a long-term investor, you're not just trading daily or weekly or short horizon, but you're thinking in the long term, please remember this, because the future quarter results will really show a struggle in terms of profit, revenue, earnings per share. And you can also expect that many of the high-paying dividend companies will reduce their dividends. Several companies already said that they are reducing their dividends, and some of them even said that they expect not to pay dividend for some time forward. So there are things happening, and you should adjust accordingly. Now, we will not dwell so much more about this, but rather focus on what will happen this week. In the market, most likely will it be a green, will it be a red week? And go to the trading tips and see how they are doing and if there is any new stocks coming up. Things I like to watch for the week is, of course, the oil price is going up, and betting on Chevron last week was a success, and I think it will just continue that way. Chevron has given us much nice profit in the portfolio previously, and I think it will do again and again and again. Oil, as I told you, is very good. Been my recommendation for, I don't know how long it's been my recommendation to be in oil-related stocks, and I've personally been there enjoying that huge, huge good growth for oil stocks. Gold also rose last week to $1,859, up $49 last week, or 2.64%. And as I said, I'm a believer in gold, giving you so many reasons why. So I'll not repeat in this podcast, we'll repeat later. If you're new, you can go back some podcasts and you hear me argue why I think gold will go up to $2,500. Be a safe place to be. Very good. When you have gold-related shares like I do, and even invested into gold itself. No big movements expected yet, but as I said, I think this is a good hedge against possible downturns, because even if things look very good, they suddenly can change. 10-year Treasury yield 3.96, up just a little bit last week, was up above 4, then fell back, and market really took that as a good sign. Focus by the end of the week, I think that will be the major game changer, if anything happens. Now, what will cause a very negative thing on the market is if the job numbers come in very, very strong. Now, if the job numbers come in less than 300,000 or what is expected, you can expect the markets to react very positively on that. That means the job growth is not so strong. If the job growth is not so strong, then stock market will react very positively about that, because that gives the expectation that they can control the inflation. Anything inflation related, you should keep an eye on, and in most cases, also repeated a million times in this weekly podcast, most of it relates to energy, and as long as energy remains high, you can expect that to be the case, that inflation will be sticky. If oil starts to fall down, that will be a very, very good thing indeed for most of us, but as long as it stays high, it will hurt the stock market somehow, and for sure the inflation. Now, before going checking the technical part, the signals, and moving very quickly over to the trading signals, I will just repeat what I said. I personally believe that we will head into a bull market. In my opinion, it will be statistically significant from June, meaning that it can be proven in all sorts of charts by statistical margins by June. I think in the end of May will be where the markets finally turn. I believe there will still be more down before it's up, but for the week ahead of us, everything looks like it might go to the green. Buy signals that we follow, they say that right now there is 30% buy signals across all stocks. Nasdaq moved a little up last week to 27% buy signals. New York Stock Exchange 31% buy signals. London 30, while Asia, Tokyo is very high at 51, and Shenzhen, China at 38. So what does this mean? Well, the buy signals are going in the right direction. We like that. Indeed. And they are low, not high, which gives room for some upsides. So from these indicators, we have a positive signal, except Tokyo, Tokyo, which is 51, is way too high. You can expect a correction. I will not be surprised if you see some corrections in Asia early on in the week, while US can go a little bit in opposite direction. If you are trading across several markets, that is. Anyway, we will make the final conclusion as usual before going to the trading tips. What will the market be like this week? And I'm having the chart up. I'll try to translate it for those listening to audio devices. Nasdaq fell down to 11,400, has given a major sell signals from the relation between the short and the long-term moving average, but it looks to me like this one might just be a false. We will have to see. But in general, the position in the trend is very good. And what I do like the most is the low relative strength index, like I told you last week. It's on an upturn. Huge resistance from 11,800 to 12,200. That is the battlefield. That is the one thing that we have to crush and push above before we finally can have some movement. What I do not like so much is that the volume is not following the market too well last week. The previous week it was following somewhat good. What we like to see that as the market go down, the volume go down. That is a good indication. Now for that last upturn, I was hoping to see more volume increase, because if you have that, every signal gets stronger. If things turned down, and they may very well do that. It can be some news, something extraordinary can happen, or Paul can open his mouth and say that I believe that I will have to do hardening interest rates, which I told you a long time ago. When the Fed says they think they are at the top, you can double that. Hopefully, it will not be that drastic, but I just saw news in the in Norway where the experts said, okay, we think that the interest rates will be this, and as I said, they will double on top of that, and now they admit that they most likely will have to double. But US is not there yet. Oh, and while remember that, so if we expect interest rates to go up, what will happen in the housing market, you think? These things should also be back in your conscience if you are speculating in stocks that are related to housing market somehow, or anyway has dependencies to this. What happens if the housing markets take a crash? Last time it caused a financial crisis. I don't think it will happen this time, but in general it can hurt a certain sector of the stock market. Back to the charts, where will we be? Everything in this chart says that we will move a little up and then go a little sideways, and by the end of the week shouldn't be that much higher than we are today. But there is a higher chance for a green than a red week. If things go south, you have to watch the 11,400 level, because if we break under 11,400, we can get back to the situation, because of how the few previous week were, where we will start to look at breaking the short-term trend that Nasdaq is within, because in the very short-term trend, it shows an upturn trend, but then you can break it down to a downward trend. Relative strength index being low is no guarantee that we will go up, because when being low, it can continue low. So this will be driven by news. I'm very, very certain about it. I think we will start off on a very good note, and the end of the week will just be a huge speculation where it will be. So how will I use this in my trading? I think I will be a little bit aggressive in the first part of the week and be a little restrictive in the end of the week. I'm not sure that I even will trade Thursday, Friday because of the market. Now, if you trade very aggressive, I do not have the time for that as is, because I'm too busy with a few other things, but then you can do some put calls, doing some options. You can set up the most likely scenario and take advantage of a huge market move if you get it correct, and hedge a little if you get it wrong. So there are plenty of options if you play the advanced game, but I don't think I will. As I said all the way in this podcast series, I keep most of my money in the bank still, and will just increase when I see all the signs that I need to see that we are in a new upturn again. I will increase. In the meantime, a little bit restrictive, been working super well so far. Now we will go to the trading tips for the week, see how did we do last week, and what are the stocks that we can buy this week. Lumens were cut by stop loss last week at 356, giving a loss of 2.73%. I still believe there is an upside in Lumens, but Lumens is now out of the trading portfolio. What about the three others? Well, Sumerica had a good week last week and moved up some percentages, but still is a minor loss in the portfolio, but remain, as I said, because I believe this one will go to $1. Just need that right mix in the market and it will fire up on all cylinders, that I'm pretty sure of, and it's just a small portion in a high risk stock working in the packed sector. The other Northrop, warmongers, weapon industry, etc. Well, they fell a little last week, ending week at 467.38, and is so far down 0.3% since we bought it in week 7. Chevron, which was bought last week, was last week's tip in the portfolio, was bought at 162.15 on the Monday, currently trading at 164.96, up 1.73%. So, as we speak, there is three stocks in the portfolio, Isomerica, Northrop, and Chevron. And I have to give a little background for the new listeners. So, I believe it's 2 years now, I've been doing this trading portfolio. Last year was just insane good year, and the year before as well. This year has started somewhat good. Those who remember, we opened a MetaTrade Week 51, which was closed a few weeks ago, giving a whopping 62% profit. As I said then, I would put half of that money in the bank and only invest the other half. Now this week, I will return that half, which I made from the MetaTrade, into the market, because despite saying that the market can be somewhat wobbly and I will not go too hard in, I think that the first part of the week can be good. And I see a few trades which I want to do. Now, the markets can go either way. And if things go wrong, I use stop losses and they will be cut. I'm in the lucky position that I have very, very strong profits from previous trades. That enables me to handle some of it, but use stop losses in your trades. Now, many times you will see the stock bounce back up. That happened to Boeing, which we had last week. Week 7, we bought Boeing for 207 and was cut during the week by stop loss, giving a loss of 381. But if we had kept that stock, we would be very well into the green. It's a part of the game. You will lose some. But in general, you will see that over the long run, it will really help you. Because look back on 20 trades where you've been using stop loss and you will really see what I speak about. You have to experience that firsthand to believe it. Because once you hit that wrong trade where it just cuts by stop loss and then really bounces up, you think that this is not working. Some of the biggest thing is to find that exact stop loss, which volatility should I use. You can use ATR, you can use different measurements to check it out. At Stock Invest, we give you our suggested stop loss in this trading portfolio to make it easy for you, because I only have this portfolio here. I have several other portfolios, but this one, I try to make very easy so you can see exactly how I do. And maybe pick up on something, and you can even see when I do wrong choices and the result of this. And for those following, can see that when I do wrong, it usually gets cut by stop loss and I have a minimal loss and I'm able to run the runners. And as I've been saying over and over again, reduce your losses, increase your gains. That is how you will win the stock game. I guarantee you that. Now, sometimes, if you have stop loss and there is a news of the markets or before markets, the stock may open well below your stop loss. That has happened once, actually two times during these 2 years. So that can override any stop loss you have. So it's not a guaranteed thing, but it will help. Now, we sit in three stocks. I will remind you of these again. We sit in Somerica, we sit in Northrop and OC. And we sit in Chevron. This week, I want to add three more. Again, that increase of risk, I will only use from the profits I made of the MetaTrade. So in general, I still have most of my money in the bank on my overall portfolio. I haven't checked the exact number, but let's say it's around 36-37% invested into the market. 2 years ago, or 1.5 years ago, I was fully invested and then just started to take out as I saw markets were way too high, expecting exactly this correction. When I think markets really, really are on a long-term upturn, I will put more and more money into the market. And repeating, for X amount of time. I think this year will be just insane good. We will see. So far, been okay, but nothing special so far in 2023. But let's see if we can do some good trades. So I have these three stocks. I want to add three more. I will do GDAY, and as I just said in the previous section, GDAY will have quarter results on Thursday, and you can check out for yourself. But what I really like in the chart is that everything indicates a possible 10 to 20% upside in JD, which I will try to hunt. Coming from a low relative strength position, some support below, no resistance above for the first 10 to 20%, gives that risk risk reward, which I was want to go into. So I will add JD to the portfolio. Then I will do some, I would say, much more higher risk. And here you should think twice, even three times before doing the same. We have done Mullen a few times with very, very strong profits. And as I told you, I will get back in Mullen when I see it has the nice price. Currently trading around 22 cents. I think there is an upside in Mullen. So I will try Mullen again, but this stock moves very fast, very high volatility. It's penny stock, it's struggling, it might have an extreme bright future. It may be dilution after dilution after dilution. So there is no easy ride. I'm just in for the short-term money. I think there is an upside in Mullen. I will put it on the high-risk part of the portfolio. And on top of this, I will also add NIO, because I think these companies have been lagging a little bit behind in the market move. I think there are percentages to be made in more in NIO. So three new stocks, JD, Mullen, NIO for this week. That makes for this week. And about JD, Mullen, NIO, what I will do is I will try to buy them as cheap as I can today when the trading open. Usually that is anywhere from a quarter to 45 minutes after markets open, but usually I look at the trend. So if market starts very high, it can go, and sometimes it starts slow, but with a building trend. So it's just a general tip. I usually try to time it. I watch the stocks, how they move, and find where I believe is the bottom. Most cases I'm not able to find the exact bottom during the day, but usually it's somewhat okay. So that will be for today. JD, Mullen, NIO. On top of this, we have Summerica, Chevron, Northrop. So six stocks will be in the trading portfolio this week. That was the end of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope whatever you are doing, if you are in the gym or just sit listening next to your work, I hope you had a good week last week. I really hope that you will have a super week in the week that come. I hope you take the time to study a bit more, read news, just find good, so I use all kinds of sources. Just read headlines, because it will give you an idea. Your brain is a super, super, super tool. You are a super person indeed, but your brain is such an amazing thing. It recognizes pattern. You just have to feed it with information. Look at charts. Charts will tell you great things and put structure into the things that you think. But read up on news. Stay tuned what is happening, because all of these things affect the market and it will affect your trading. It's snowing here in Lithuania today in Vilnius. Sun is struggling to get out, but I think it will be a sunny day a little bit later when the snow stops. I will give podcast next week as usual. Then I will head for some vacation in Sharm el Sheikh, Egypt. So next week normal, but the week after, and for 2 weeks there will be no podcast. Just heads up about that. Again, have a super duper week, and we will speak next week. Bye.
Welcome to StockInvest.us podcast. We remind you that trading involves a high risk of losing money, and that you should speak with a financial advisor before buying or selling any securities. You should not base your investment decision upon StockInvest.us. By using the information provided, you